Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, this week, we've been talking about the importance of the fuel that we use to power our bodies. And on yesterday's show, Penny shared the importance of a low glycemic diet when it comes to improving and keeping our health and wellness IQ. Today, Penny is going to offer us some prep and planning tips to create some low glycemic meals at home. So first of all, Penny, briefly define what constitutes low glycemic diet for the folks that may not have heard yesterday's show.
Low glycemic is food that you eat that does not spike your blood sugar up above the normal range.
So that means just really probably actual real food. We're talking about fruits, vegetables, lean meats, those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. And we're also talking about foods that are not processed, foods that are not high in sugar. The funny thing is that foods that are high in sugar are not actually the biggest culprit. The biggest culprit would be things like white bread, white rice, anything that is had all the nutrients bleached out of it during the food processing procedure. So those are the things that white bread, if low glycemic, there's a glycemic index. And it starts at 100 and goes to zero. Okay, white bread is actually 100, but sugar is actually only 60.
So it kind of makes us rethink a little bit about something we thought was bad for us isn't as bad for us as something that we thought was harmless. You know, most folks don't think anything, you know, white bread, you think, oh, you know, it's harmless. It's bread. It comes from wheat. Surely it's good for us. But because of the bleaching process, it strips away all the beneficial pieces to it, and so that's where it becomes that finds itself in that top level of high glycemic foods. So let's say we're at home. We're like, okay, Penny, we've got it. We want to stay away from processed foods. We want to stay away from the foods that have had their you know beneficial nutrients bleached out of them, like white bread and white rice, and maybe the pastas as well. What should a menu look like at home? I mean, if I'm going to start from scratch and I need to get going, what are some of the things that I need to put on my plate, and what are some of the things I need to take off my plate?
Well, the smartest thing is don't make drastic changes all at one time, because for one thing, your family's liable not to eat what you put in front of them. So start small and start with little things. Like today at lunch, I am working with a bunch of ladies that need to be on a wellness program. So what I'm trying to do is show them what meals look like so that they don't go to the fast food place and bring in all kinds of hamburgers and, you know, stuff like that. So what I did was I got some hamburger patties, and we have a little oven there. And I baked the hamburger patties in there, and I used romaine lettuce leaves instead of bread. So you can substitute things like that, even for taco shells. Taco shells, they work really well with romaine lettuce leaves. So just make your tacos the way that you usually do, so that your family doesn't feel like that everything has been changed. But instead of putting them in taco shells, go ahead and put it in lettuce leaves. So it's just a matter of substituting. And there's a whole list of things that you can substitute. Believe it or not, for bread, you can substitute the romaine lettuce or leafy greens. There's things that you can do. For instance, I made a turkey. We served about 50 people at our business the other day for Thanksgiving dinner. So we had leftover turkey. And I made a turkey noodle homemade soup. But what I did was I took a whole head of cabbage that was cooked, and I put it in the blender and blended it up so it was more like mashed potato consistency. And I actually put it into the soup. So people didn't know that the cauliflower was in there. You can do that.
Cauliflower or cabbage? I thought you said cabbage.
No, it's cauliflower.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm my mistake.
Cauliflower actually takes on the flavor of anything that you have with it. So you can make it into a potato salad. You can make it into a stir fry. You can use it and call it rice, cauliflower rice. There's one recipe that I found that is absolutely, I love it. And not just me, but even my grandkids enjoy it. And you take cauliflower leaves and you make it sort of like chicken wings. And you spice it up with paprika, smoked paprika. And I put a little bit of butter and then roll it in aluminum foil and put it in the oven. But you can also barbecue it as well. That is delicious. It really tastes good. Yeah, and it's not just my taste buds, but these are little kids that are eating it and telling me how great it tastes. So there's all sorts of things. You just have to use your imagination. The internet is an excellent tool to go to and look for healthy ways of fixing the same foods that you're already eating right now, but just a healthier version of it.
You know, when you were starting to talk about using lettuce instead of taco shells for, you know, if you're going to eat, you know, Mexican meal for the evening, it made me think, it reminded me of like a lettuce wrap. Like I go to, you know, Chinese restaurants and get lettuce wraps, and they're a treat and they're fun and they're easy to make, and we've done them at home before. So it's almost like you could take that lettuce wrap concept and apply it to probably just about any style of food.
Anything that you would use bread with, sandwiches, tacos. One taco that I really enjoy eating, because to me it has a better flavor than beef does. But if you take walnuts and you put them in a processor and mash them up really fine, to where they have the consistency of ground beef, and you use that instead of meat, and then just make it like you would a regular taco and put it in a lettuce leaf. That has an absolutely awesome flavor to it. So that's just one idea. It's a matter of, okay, I'm going to make tonight tacos. So what you would normally do is you would normally get all your stuff out. If you're going to make your homemade taco shells, or if you're going to buy the taco shells from the store, whatever you're going to do, but instead of the taco shells, then just use the lettuce leaf. You know, you have to consciously think about it and what kind of changes can I make. If you're going to make hamburgers and you're going to use the lettuce leaf, you know, normally you're going to use french fries. But instead of french fries, why don't you cut up carrots and cook carrots and put some butter on it? Or butternut squash is really good like that. Even sweet potatoes are good like that. So there's just a whole bunch of things and ways that you can incorporate vegetables into your meals without even changing the way that you cook.
Well, so that sounds, I mean, we're talking, when you talked about the walnuts, I'll have to admit, I thought she's gone too far. But again, I've never had it, so maybe it's really great. But what about for, if you've got someone in the house that's the steak and potato man, and unless it's steak and potatoes, they're not interested, what would you recommend? Because as you meant, maybe I'm thinking that instead of a baked potato, you would normally make a mashed potato. So if you're going to use a mashed potato, then you could then use cauliflower in lieu of the mashed potatoes. I'm just trying to figure this out here to kind of come up with something creative. Is that about right, or am I on the right line?
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly online, you know, with it. Now, cauliflower is something that you have to play with because there's a lot of water in cauliflower. So you actually have to drain it. And you're not going to want to leave. You know, like when we make mashed potatoes, we put a little bit of milk in it, or you know, something along, or leave some of the water in it before you mix it up. Well, you can't do that with cauliflower because it's going to be too runny. So you have to play with the consistency until you can get it just right. But cauliflower is just one thing. You know, people love pancakes for breakfast. I make a pancake that I think is awesome, and I've seen it on Facebook, the recipe, and it's egg and banana. So you mash up a banana and you put an egg in it. And if you wanted a little more floury consistency, You can put a little bit of almond flour in it, but just a couple tablespoons is all it takes. And you mix it up and put it in your pan, and then put real maple syrup on it. It's delicious. It really tastes good. And it's something different. You're staying away from the white flour. There's other options that you can do with pancakes, but there's so many things. Pizza. My daughter made a pizza. We had pizza at work again, and I was showing the clients how they could eat different and eat healthier. So we had pizza that was made with cauliflower crust. We had some pizza that was made with almond flour instead of the regular flour. And the almond flour pizza, it actually has a better flavor to it than the regular pizza that you would use the white flour in. And it's something that can be heated up later and taste better than your white flour pizza crust would be.
The almond flour makes a lot of sense. I'd have to try that cauliflower one to give it a whirl. Now, you said we have to kind of play around with consistency on that. What
right.
did you find to be the sweet spot to make that crust?
To make the crust on the pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
You have to use parchment paper, and it needs to be real parchment paper. I tried to use something else. It didn't work. It'll stick. And you put it in the oven like you would regular pizza dough. And then you have to cook it before you put your stuff on it. Yeah, that's one of the things that are different. But there's recipes that you can pull off of the Internet. Or if somebody wants to email me, and they can email me at penny@yourwellnessplan.com, I can give them some of these recipes. But again, you have to play with it. There's a group of two sisters that have started something that's called Trim Healthy Mama. And they have cookbooks, and they have videos on YouTube and stuff that you can go on to and look at. And it's different recipes and how you can mix them up so that you're eating healthier. We have to stay away from the processed food. Our body doesn't recognize processed food as real food. And it doesn't know what to do with it, and it throws it in a tailspin, and we end up, over the years, becoming sick because we're eating stuff that our body doesn't think is food.
You know, that's absolutely true. And I think that if folks do as you said, if they go online and they just do a search for low glycemic menu options, that they can absolutely find some on there. But if you want some of Penny's, some of her personal recipes that she uses to keep her family interested in the food that they're eating, but also keep their bodies healthy while they're eating it, then definitely send an email to penny@yourwellnessplan.com. You know, Penny, it's really kind of cool that we're talking about this low glycemic diet, because when we talk about the show tomorrow, we're now going to be talking about how to eat out and not revert back to old eating habits, because that's the tough one. We talked about it a little bit before, but now if we're looking at staying on a low glycemic diet when we're going out, we're going to have to know what those things are to look for. So that should be a really great show. So stay tuned, everybody, for tomorrow's show.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.